Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 3. Well, Aunt Mamie, you married and went to live at Allenwood, a farm. I know you lived there for a while, and I wonder if you could tell me a little bit about life there on the farm.
After having been raised in a hotel in the center of town, all I knew about farm life and country life was what I could have my mother tell. She had been raised on the farm, and in a hotel, we sat up late at night, and we had something going on all the time, and I didn't realize how much it would mean to go to bed early and get plenty of sleep and get up early until I taught school a while in the country, and the farm home where I stayed would get up before day and sit and wait for daylight to come. and then we'd have breakfast. They had to wake me up. I wouldn't have time to get dressed to have breakfast. And then, of course, after getting up so early, you'd have to go to bed early at night, too, you know. So that prepared me for deciding to marry a farmer and move to the country, because that sort of life, you just felt better. In the country, they didn't have, at that time, they didn't have telephones nor doorbells, and the only thing to wake you up would be the crowing of the chickens. Only thing to disturb the atmosphere. Oh, sometimes we'd hear owls, and I thought I would be afraid in the country, but I wasn't. There was just something about it that made you feel secure, living in a big woods and so forth. It might have been having a husband around that I knew would be thinking on me all the time. He was a member of a Masonic lodge that met at Riverdale. I think it was worship for master, but he didn't want to leave me alone in the country, and he stopped going to his lodge. So I was never afraid after I moved to the country, and I'd always been afraid in town. But even in that big house with all the people, I was afraid. But I was never afraid in the country. So that was one thing that I liked about country life. And then learning how to cook. We had servants in the hotel, and we didn't ever learn how to cook the basic things. I can remember my sister, who married before I did, and her cook was away one day, and she ran up the back way to ask Mama how to make cornbread or something that she didn't want the family to know. She didn't know how to cook. Oh, cornbread and vegetables was something we had to learn how to do.